Good evening. Good evening. Here or here? Both of them? Good evening to you all. Be welcome, dear colleagues, members of the European Parliament connected, members of national parliaments connected alike, dear members, dear colleague. Thank you for being there, and thank you for attending this second meeting of the GPSG Working Group on some pending matters of our concern. First of all, you know that the coordinate here is that everything is subject to the possible further revision of the GPSG rules of procedure. Second, the usual announcement as to the interpretation rules. Unfortunately, due to restrictions still related to this COVID-19 situation, interpreted cannot be provided. So interpretation will not be there. I'm so sorry. Apologies for that. And finally, we saw each other last December the 10th, 2020. Since then, one technical meeting has been taking place, January 2021. The working group was to present its proposal to the Presidential Troika meeting organized in the framework of the 8th GPSG meeting in Lisbon, Portugal, February 2021. But more time was required for further elaboration of our proposals, so the Presidential Troika decided to set new reporting deadline, postponing the presentation of proposals until the next GPSG meeting in Brussels, second half 2021. It'll be October. So as agreed in our last technical meeting, both co-chairs sent a letter to Europol Management Board suggesting possible compromises on the appointment of GPSG representative to the European Management Board, Article 5. Co-chairs called for a present meeting. Yes. But not yet. Called for the present meeting as the Europol Management Board replied in April, partially accepting the suggestions. So I'm asking you to bear in mind that the mandate of the working group was extended until the next GPSG meeting taking place in Brussels. It's going to be October 25th and 26th. October 25th, 26th. I hope that it'll be an advancement with finding solutions to the questions which are still pending. Now I'm giving the floor to our co-chair, Mrs. Isabel Oneto, which is the head of the Portuguese Assembleia da República, Assembleia Nacional da República, delegation to the GPSG. Senhora Oneto.
Thank you very much, dear co-chair López Aguilar, dear colleagues. It is with great pleasure that we meet again to discuss the outstanding issues on the GPSG rules of procedure, and I welcome to the compromise proposal that has been put forward and which I hope we can now be embraced by all. This moment is a culmination of hard work that has been done on these matters in recent years, and I will be very positive if, under the Portuguese presidency and close cooperation with the European Parliament, we were possible to reach agreement on the compromise solution now presented.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Soneto. Thank you so much. Now let's proceed to discuss the management board representative. Okay, it's our first outstanding issue to discuss: appointment of the GPSG representative to European Management Board, Europol Management Board. The Secretariat has circulated written exchanges with the European Management Board. The outcome of the working group discussions, the co-chair suggested in a letter to Europol Management Board, a possible compromise on Article 5, namely inviting two GPSG members, one from the European Parliament and one from the Presidency. the Parliament of the Presidency, the rotating Presidency of the European Union, to the meetings of the European, of the Europol Management Board, on the understanding that one of them, only one of them, would be allowed to take the floor actually on behalf of the GPSG as an observer. Secondly, in the letter, both co-chairs asked that the appointed GPSG members are invited to specific parts of the agenda of the Management Board meetings in a systematic and regular way. The Management Board, in their reply, welcomed the proposal. Co-chairs deem positive development here. But Europol regulation is now being reviewed, I'm sure you know, currently under revision. The Liberal Rapporteur is Mr. Zarzalejos. And he's proposing in his draft report on amendments to Europol regulation to ensure the participation of two GPSG representatives in Management Board meetings, the two of them. And we are in line with his approach in this regard. But as to the second part of the proposal, the European Management Board argued that the current Article 14 of the European regulation enables Management Board to invite a GPSG representative where appropriate, it says, where appropriate, leaving the decision for the board's assessment. Inviting a GPSG representative in a regular and systematic way, namely to all Management Board meetings, will preclude Management Board from assessing the opportunity of such invitation. Okay, this is our position. Based on that consideration, the Management Board expressed a preference to maintain the current approach. We insist on endorsing the renewal of that approach. In this regard, I must add that first, on behalf of the co-chairs, the compromises based on the exchanges with Europol Management Board have been distributed via the mail. We will be asking the members attending this meeting to express their views on the matter. But I have to add that today we have received written comments from the Italian delegation. I understand Honorable Valentina Cornelli will be presenting her proposal. I'm also noting that the German delegation has also sent today their position on compromise on Article 5, suggesting that instead of the Troika to leave it to the co-chairs to decide whether the proposal in question will be put on the agenda on the first or second meeting following its submission. So, in that regard, we both co-chairs stick to our compromise. But of course, I'm willing to hear the views on the delegations on this procedural matter. Anyone willing to comment? I would suggest Valentina Cornelli would take the floor, and then we could hear also from the German delegation if they are willing to comment. If they're attending. No, I see, I have been noted that they are not attending this meeting. So it'll be Honorable Cornelli. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. We do.
Okay. Your explanation is perfect. Thank you so much.
Honorevole Cornelli, possiamo sentirla? Possiamo sentirla, ma mi dispiace che non la vediamo. Se lei
okay.
ci riesce a fare il collegamento col bottone del dispositivo.
Ok, here I am. Can you hear me?
We can. Now we see perfect. You too.
Perfect. Your explanation was perfect, so I thank you. And I hope that the colleagues agree with me. Thank you so much.
Any other comment? I see a Romanian delegation. Romanian? Slovenian, I'm sorry. Slovenian, I heard it wrong. Slovenian delegation, please. Slovenia, can you make it?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I believe that we can talk about the compromise amendments by the co-chairs. Slovenia is actually really happy that the compromise amendments were sent and that we are able to discuss them. We also received some other comments and amendments from the other delegations. On the general level, we can agree that two members shall be representatives entitled to attend, of course, with accordance of Article 14. But we have to say that according to the Europol letter, only one of them will be able to address management board on the JPSG behalf. I believe that at our first meeting of the working group, there was some sort of agreement that the JPSG is represented by the state holding the rotating presidency, so that every 6 months the representative of JPSG is someone else or is rotated. So we believe that this amendment should be written in a following sequence. So continuing, the state holding the rotating presidency of the Council of the European Union, provided that only JPSG delegate from member state holding the rotating presidency will address the management board of JPSG behalf. I hope that the consensus can be reached here. I would also like to hear some other suggestions from other delegations, and I will take the floor when we'll discuss the next Article 6.2. Thank you very much.
Okay, any other any other members, please, willing to contribute? Sort it out. Any suggestions? To sort it out?
Yes, Mr. President, Romanian delegation would like to take the floor, please.
Of course.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank all the members and the staff for working so hard to reach a compromise. We are talking for over 2 years about representative issues. We believe that the compromise amendment on Article 5 is convenient. And also we believe that the two members, the two representatives can understand each other who will take the floor at the meetings of the management board. But I believe that we all should be aware of the fact that the management board have two meetings per year, and we will attend at just one of them. And second, we will attend just at the some points of the agenda that Europol management board will invite us, will allow us. And regarding the Article 6.2, we agree with the form, but we kindly ask you to take in account that we already have an Article 4 that the working languages are English and French, and it is not necessary to put on writing again that the proposals and statements of reason shall be submitted in writing, in English or in French. It's not necessary because we already have an article saying that the English and French are the working languages. The rest, we will be happy to reach a consensus, and we will sustain these two compromise articles. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? Any other member willing to contribute? Any other delegation? National delegations there? Any floor? No other suggestions? Well, after having heard from your comments, I would suggest we have this situation, this proposal. Yes? I'm sorry. We have this situation, this proposal, which seems fair enough, that there would be the co-chairs deciding two representatives to the executive, to the management board, two representatives, one from the European Parliament and the presidency, and of course agreeing to take the floor by consensus or in turns, deciding who would speak his or her mind on behalf of the GPSG in this management board. That would be my proposal, to stick to that principle insofar as we are expecting the adoption of the reviewed version of the Europol regulation, because that is the approach that has been endorsed by the rapporteur and will most likely have the majority of the European Parliament to support this line of revision of the Europol regulation. Is there any objection to this proposal? Any delegation objecting to this proposal? Or could I understood that would be a way forward? As a point of understanding, if that is an agreement, that would be a compromise. Excuse me?
The Swedish delegation,
I understand. Swedish delegation wanted to take the floor. Are you there? Make it. Swedish delegation, we have been reported you wanted to take the floor. Peter Loberg, we see you, but we do not hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we do. Now we can hear
you. Yes. Thank you very much. Dear co-chairs, dear colleagues, first of all, I would like to thank the co-chairs for their work and presenting us the written compromise proposals to the meeting today. Thank you. Secondly, I will also like to express my compliment to the co-chair for the work of drafting a compromise. And I hope we will take the decision at the meeting in October. With that said, I would like to support the co-chair's compromise proposal regarding both Article 5 and Article 6.2. Good work.
Thank you, Peter. Colleague, Swedish colleague, thank you so much. I understand that also the Greek delegation is coming up with some comment. Greek delegation, if you are there, go ahead.
I hope you can hear me, honorable co-chairs, dear colleagues. I'm delighted to participate to the third meeting of the GPSG working group, and I firmly believe that this meeting offers a great opportunity to come up with a concrete proposal and a commonly acceptable solution. So far, we have debated a lot on different proposals regarding the amendments of Article 5 and, of course, Article 6.2, but despite all efforts, we did not manage to reach an agreement. Thus, I think it's high time we reached an agreement by consensus on pending matters of the GPSG on the basis of the compromise amendments submitted by the co-chairs. Regarding Article 5, it seems to be, and the proposal to appoint two members, it seems to be a democratic and well-balanced proposal while respecting the role of the European Parliament together with national parliaments in the scrutiny of Europol's activities. Achieving a balanced dual representation to management board's meetings enhances GPSG's performance in democratic scrutiny, ensures continuity and the adequate follow-up to Europol's work, despite the fact that Europol rejected the proposal on systematic and regular attendance of its meetings, which would give added value to the scrutiny role of GPSG. We consider that the dual representation is of utmost importance and constitutes a positive development. In the context of the aforementioned compromise proposal, and given the fact that only one of the two representatives would be allowed to take the floor on behalf of the GPSG, it's important to ensure that the two representatives will stand on equal footing at the meetings and will be given the opportunity to take the floor according to the topics on the agenda and following to a relevant consultation. Anyway, it's high time we reach an agreement, and the compromise solution, it's a good basis for agreement. And as for the end, as for the compromise amendment of Article 6.2, consisting in submitting proposals for revision of the rules of procedure with a statement of reason at least 4 months ahead of the GPSG meeting, we believe that the process of the revision should be considered in light to better serve the purpose of GPSG. And to this end, we attribute to a great importance to the statement of reason reflecting the very essence of revision. Thank you very much.
It's us to thank you, Konstantinos, for your constructive approach, as to Peter, as to the rest of you, making the point, the Slovenian delegation. I think we are trying to come to some sort of a compromise, which is the right way forward. So I suggest we endorse the compromise that has been suggested by both co-chairs. And I thank you for your constructive approach, because for sure, the consensual method means in practice that both representatives of the European Parliament and national presidency would be agreeing who is to take the floor, who is to take the floor to make the point on behalf of the GPSG in the management board. And of course, that point will be taken as a principle, that a matter of consensus, agreeing who is making the point in every particular case by mutual consensus of both representatives of the parliaments in the management board. So if you will, I suggest we go to the following point in the order of the day, the revision clause, which will be handled by our co-chair, Isabel Oneto, Assembleia Portuguesa. Please, can you chair this point?
Thank you, Mr. Lopez Aguilar. For the possible future revision clause on the JPSG rules of procedure that respect the principle of consensus, Article 6.2 of the JPSG rules of procedure, the co-chairs suggest to enshrine a provision that would allow delegation to initiate revision under the following conditions. The GPSG delegation may submit proposals for a revision of the rules of procedure at least 4 months ahead of the next GPSG meeting. These proposals shall be submitted together with a statement of reason and submitted in writing in English or in French. They are submitted to GPSG co-chairs and to the Troika and sent to all GPS delegations. The Troika assesses the admissibility and decides whether to put the proposal on the agenda of the next GPS meeting following the submission. Meanwhile, the Italian delegation sends us a new amendment, so I will ask to the Italian delegation to introduce the amendment on the Article 6.2 to all of us. So, Mrs., I will ask to the representative of the Italian Parliament to introduce the amendment that, meanwhile, sent to all of us. Thank you. Mrs. Valentina Cornelli, do you want to explain us again the amendment of the Article 6.2 that meanwhile came to us, I think, this evening?
Mag ik gewoon als excuus
Well, I think all of us have the...
We're expecting for...
Yes?
Honorable Corneli to come up with her proposal. Honorable Corneli, are you there? Please speak up. Valentina Corneli. Leyeli, no la vediamo, no la sentiamo. No.
I think that all of us have
something I can say, something I can say.
Yes.
Because we have seen in writing Valentina Corneli proposal.
Yes. So
and something I can say as co-chair, as a compromise, suggesting to include in the revision clause the decision by consensus. If yes. Isabel Oneto as co-chair will agree to that change, I guess that'll do as our proposal to include the decision by consensus in the revision clause. Isabel Oneto,
yes.
Are you there? Can you agree?
Yes, I agree with you, Aguilar. I think it's the best way to forward. I said, yes, I agree with you, Mr. Aguilar, and I think it's the best way to forward this point.
Thank you. Thank you, because that'll help not only to work it out, but also to move forward. And I mean, I'm sure you agree with me, I hope, but I'm confident you do, that we need to overcome, the sooner the better, all these procedural arrangements and discussions, which have been lengthy and cumbersome in so many occasions, so that we can actually focus on the issues, on the review of the Europol regulation and get on the management board and get to see as how to oversee Europol activities and how to explain them to the public. We represent you, national parliaments, we, members of the European Parliament, so that we can agree on a consensual ground the matters of procedure that have kept us for so long. I am happy to see that you're coming with very constructive approach to see it happening and make it workable. So I think that'll do. For that matter, is there any other comment? Any other comment? Any other member willing to contribute to state your comments on the matter? On this second point, revision clause, which has been introduced by our co-chair Isabel Oneto.
From the Dutch delegation.
I understand, Mrs. Gala.
Yes.
Beethoven. Gala Beethoven. Gala Beethoven. Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I would like to just take one thing because the German delegation, I think they are not in a meeting right now, but I would like to support their proposal concerning the last sentence of 6.2. And they suggest that this will be amended in the way that it's the first or the second meeting following the submission. In which the proposal for the revision of the rules of procedure should be on the agenda. And I would like to support that suggestion that it would be on the agenda of the first or the second GPSG meeting following the submission. Thank you very much.
We thank you, Gala. Thank you. Member? That has been noted by our services, raising hand online.
Mrs. Oneto.
Yes, Mrs. Oneto, again, of course. Floor is yours.
Thank you, Mrs. Aguilar. So I think we can reach a consensus about this issue, because the amendment that the Italian Parliament has made recently is approached with the German Parliament. We have a consensus about that. Okay. I think we have a consensus. Are you hearing me? I think we have
we do agree.
Article 6.2.
I agree. Yes, yes, I agree. I hear you and I agree. I'm sorry that this online techniques, this online methodology makes it cumbersome to communicate, to reach out to each other. I mean, would be much better to do it online, to do it live, but this is the way we've been working. And I only apologize for the inconveniences, for the technical difficulties that we encounter time and again, but thank you for your cooperation. So I understand that we have a consensus, we have an agreement on this procedural issue, including Article 6 revision clause. Okay, also consensus is the method. Thank you. Now, shall we move? Shall we move? I understand we've got a point of any other business. Any other business that is being indicated in the chat? I don't get to see. I'm not sure if there's anyone willing to raise another point. Members of the working group, are you there? Any other business? Something that you might suggest or think of? Nope. No hands being raised online. No.
No.
Then, if it's not the case, we thank you for the interventions, for the contributions, and for the spirit of getting these things sorted out. It is about time. It is high time that we sort these procedural things in the most workable manner, which is agreeing how to secure our presence in the management board in due time, and. I suggest that having done this, and thank you for your cooperation, we would present this amendment in this form to the Troika as laid down in the mandate, and we proceed as to the follow-up of the revision of the Europol regulation too. Isabel Oneto, would you like to say some closing remarks?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Aguilar, and I would like to thank you all for your participation in the meeting today, and I will be looking forward to our continuing cooperation. I'm very happy to conclude that we have an agreement, as all members agree to the compromise. We will present the amendment in this form to the Troika as laid down in the mandate, so the proposal can be endorsed during the next GPSP meeting under the Slovenian presidency, closing the debate on this matter, which will only be successful concluded through the close cooperation of all parliamentarians. This amendment to the GPS rules of procedure will contribute to a better development on the GPSG's competences and its scrutiny activity, benefiting each one of us as citizens and the European Union. Thank you for all your active participation, and I wish you all a good week.
The same here, Isabel Oneto, dear colleagues, all of you. Very good parliamentary week. Let's be back to our business. Thank you so much. Bye now.